Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Public Relations Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Deline Powell, talks about the benefits of urban farming. Stay tuned to find out more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
Work with the CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA
to protect the children, protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
For many persons living in urban communities, it would be a dream come true to have a space to grow a few fruits and vegetables and hopefully cut the amount of money spent on food. Finding suitable spaces for planting in an urban area, however, is often so difficult that most persons give up before even trying. But according to Public Relations Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Deline Powell, planting crops in urban areas isn't difficult. You just need to get creative with how you grow them.
So there are lots of different kinds of crops that you can plant. Things like sweet pepper, tomatoes, scotch bonnet pepper, cabbage, cucumbers, scallion thyme, carrots, sweet potato, lettuce. All of these different crops can actually be planted in containers in whatever space that you may have on your terrace, or you may have a little patio or a little windowsill or something. You can actually place them in your container and grow them, you know, with your potting soil, maybe a little compost or a little fertilizer, or, you know, compost if you want to go organic. And you can actually have your own vegetables and seasonings that you've grown yourself.
If practiced wisely, urban farming can help generate a steady income because it requires few inputs but can produce high crop yields.
So we're looking at things like cocoa and dasheen, which are crops that even if you don't have a lot of water or you're not able to irrigate, you will still get a good yield because they are able to grow and actually flourish if there is a shortage of water. And also it can help you to boost your income because if you have a little sweet peppers and so on that you're growing in your backyard, then you no longer have to purchase that.
Though persons may be thinking that urban farming is little more than a hobby, Ms. Powell says urban farming has a key role to play in sustainable urban development.
The agency deals with development in a sustainable manner. And one of the things that we realize is that whereas before, Jamaicans usually have a culture of, you know, growing crops in their backyards, but as more and more people venture to work in the urban areas, they would still want to continue with those kinds of practices. So one of the things that we're encouraging persons in urban areas to do is that if you have limited space, that does not mean that you may not be able to have your little backyard garden.
Public Relations Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Deline Powell. So the next time the thought crosses your mind to try some farming in an urban area, don't let the lack of space stop you. Do some research on urban farming and get started. Call NEPA for more information at 754-7540 or visit their website at nepa.gov.jm. Our proverb for today is, At needle bun tread. Translation, a hot needle burns thread. This means harsh behavior causes missed opportunities, so be tactful. On that note, we wrap up this morning's program. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.